Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord has given us a word in this church from the beginning of this series that honoring God and man has a lot to do with what you don't say and what you don't do. He's brought that up to me repeatedly in studying on this. We need to pay attention to that statement. I didn't think that up. That wasn't in my notes. What we don't do, what we don't say is a big part of showing respect and honor. And so we must identify what we're doing and saying that is disrespectful and stop it. Do you want to see it or not?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to know it? You don't suppose you have arrived in the full measure of development in this. Do you suppose you have said and done some things disrespectful? You might not have been as aware of, like I said, we've got people that hadn't been taught. They weren't taught it at home. They weren't taught it at school. Their parents weren't taught it. Some things have been lost. But we even though it may have been lost to society and to the world, it hadn't been lost to God. It's still right here in His Word. It's never gone anywhere. Do you want to know these things? Do you want to learn these things? We've asked Him, we've prayed this, you know, two or three times during the message. I've stopped. I said, let's pray this right now. And we asked the Lord, Lord, teach us, Lord, show us, and He's doing it. I said, He's doing it. I can sense it in my spirit. Last night, He began to take me to some things, and He showed me four things that I'm clearer on than I've ever been before. I'm excited about it because this is direct answer to our prayer. And we only prayed it a few days ago. God is good to us. He's bringing us up. Why? He's so, like Brother Dave was talking about, His eyes are scanning the planet. His great love is just bursting at the seams, if you will, wanting to pour out and flood our lives. But He can't bless disrespect and sin and dishonor. But if we'll learn how to honor Him, oh, He'll honor us. With good thing after good thing, with opportunity after opportunity, promotion and increase after promotion and increase. Are you interested?
Yes, sir.
Is that your heart to say, Lord, teach me, show me, teach me? Don't you want to know if you've been being disrespectful?
Yes, sir.
You've been dishonoring God and man? You want to know? Okay, then you'll receive it then. Where did disrespect begin? Where and when? Well, to learn the beginning, go back to the book of beginnings. I submit to you that in the original creation, the beginning of creation, before sin, before Adam and Eve fell, there was no disrespect. There wasn't even any rudeness. It wouldn't have come out of God. He didn't create it. He didn't create Adam and Eve with rudeness built in. Did He? Because He likes a little rudeness. You know, it gives them character. No. I submit to you. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created the plants and the animals. He created the garden. He created Adam and Eve, and He put them in there. And He'd come down personally and fellowship with them, commune with them. Now, you know, so-called scientists would have us to believe that in the beginning, man was hunched over, real weird looking, no language, grunting. So basically, if there was Adam and Eve, Adam looked at Eve and went, ugh. And Eve looked back and went, ugh, ugh. This is a lie. I said, this is a lie. A lie. God created Adam and Eve in His image, after His kind. Now, the Lord has been showing me in recent times, and the only reason I say it so strong about evolution, things do adapt and change through the years. And God is, His creation is so brilliant. Animals, plants, all of having an adaptability to what's going on. But one species does not become another species. Never has, never will. You see, in this first chapter of Genesis, God made this after its own kind. This after its own kind. Birds after their kind. Animals after their kind. I mean some 15, 20 times. After its own kind. That the word kind there is the definition of it is species. Species. Birds cannot evolve and become humans. Fish cannot turn into another species and become human. Never have, never will. They might develop and become a different fish, but they can never be a giraffe. You know why those missing links in evolution are missing? Honey, they ain't just missing. They don't exist. That's why nobody can find them. Why are you saying this, Brother Keith? Because, look, it's an amazing, wonderful, wonderful statement. Look in Genesis 1. My, my, my. Genesis 1 and verse 24. God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, cattle after their kind, everything that creeps upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image. What does that mean? After my kind. Oh, after my kind. We are the sons of God. I know people might want to take issue with that, but you know, we are in the God category of species. After His kind. I know we don't always look like it and sound like it now. Somebody say, you don't believe in evolution? I think that ought to be obvious by now. I believe in devolution. It's a word. Man has not evolved to the current amazing state that he's in. Man has devolved. Man was created amazing, brilliant, glorious, and has fallen to the point where many men live like animals now. That's not evolved, that's devolved. And so in the beginning, God would come down and commune with His son and His daughter, Adam and Eve. And God would say, look at this. And they would see, we've never seen what they have seen. A sunrise or sunset in the perfect atmosphere. We've never seen it. Everything we've seen has been tainted by sin and the curse. And Adam did not look at him and go, ugh. Adam said, God, how'd you do that? Eve said, yeah. And he explained it to them. And they understood it. Say, no uggs. No uggs. Brilliant. Amazing. God-like. Because they are in the God category. He made them after His kind. Can you see this? And there was no rudeness. There was no disrespect. There was no dishonor. He brought the animals to Adam. And he said, Adam, I'm going to give you the privilege of naming these. What should this one be called? Adam didn't look and say, ugh, or even say, pretty. He was so brilliant, he looked at how God made the animal and had enough understanding of the functions of the animal's ability. He thought for a moment, he said, called his name, and God said, that's exactly right. That's exactly what he should be called. Then bring another, and he said, what should you call this? Animal after animal, brilliant, amazing. There was no arguing between God and Adam about the naming of the animals. Adam never said anything disparagingly about God's creation. There was no strife. There was no disrespect. How many believe there was absolutely no disrespect between God, Adam, Eve, Adam, Adam and Eve? They didn't talk ugly to each other. They weren't rude to each other. The first time we ever see any disrespect is when the devil comes on the scene. And that makes sense, because he is the despiser. In the third chapter of Genesis, it says the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Let me ask you a question. Respectful? Disrespectful. What is this? The Lord gave me, I said, four things. He's given us a word, stop disrespecting. Showing honor and respect, a lot of it is what you don't do, what you don't say. And here's the first one, questioning. Somebody say questioning. Questioning. This is not a humble, honest, teach me question, is it? No. This is a sarcastic. This is a defiant. Can you hear the defiance in this question? Has God said, did He really say, you shall eat of every tree of the garden? We can't cover every possible expression of disrespect, but you can get the spirit of it. You can learn the tone of it, the sound of it, the feel of it. And are you hearing it in this phrase here? Are you hearing it? Has God said? Have you ever heard anybody be disrespectful in asking a question? Is that right? Oh, really? Now, friend, we've grown up with this as commonplace, but it's not okay. We need to get rid of it. We need to get it out of us. And when you hear this disrespect, it is time for you to change. It is time for you to get away from it. Get it away from you. Get yourself away from it. Because when you start hearing this kind of disrespect, don't keep listening. It's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse from here.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me